You're listening to Glenn Harris Outdoors, an on-demand audio presentation of RedPeachSports.com and ESPN977.com.
Want to talk outdoors? There's only one man to call. Fish like you never saw, been duck hunting with a call since the day he was born. Chasing the squirrels, yeah, tracking the deer. He tells you how you should hunt them all without any fear. Every Tuesday, he loves to show you how. It's called Glenn Harris Outdoors, and it's starting now.
Well, happy Tuesday out there, folks. I'm Glenn Harris, your host for Glenn Harris Outdoors, and we're brought to you by our sponsors. That would be Cranford's Northside, Sexton Animal Health Center, Ace Automotive, The Landing in West Monroe, and our title sponsor, McKinney Honda, your outdoor superstore. Well, I got a hold of a magazine article, and I clipped it out to share with you folks because it's important. It's something we've talked about before, and that is a particular aquatic plant that is growing in our lakes, and it continues. Every time you turn around, you hear of another lake that's got it. It's called giant salvinia. And here, just a little history on it. Since 1998, it was first discovered in Toledo Bend, and the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries has been fighting an uphill battle ever since. And why? Listen to this thing. It's a floating plant. It doesn't attach to the bottom. It just kind of goes wherever the wind blows it. But it reproduces itself so fast, a single plant can cover 40 square miles in just 3 months under ideal conditions. One plant can just metastasize and just go everywhere. So it's a serious thing. And the head of the Aquatic Plant Control Coordinator with Wildlife and Fisheries, her name is Jillian Day, and she said, I'd love to be able to eradicate that stuff, but all it takes is one little old piece to be left in place, and here it goes again. So anyway, just what they do now to try to control it, I heard a biologist say, we'll never get rid of it. It's here. But what we do is try to control it. They can do that by drawdowns in the wintertime because it's susceptible to the freezing temperature. It'll knock it out. You can spray it, but there are areas you can't get to. And if you don't get completely all of it, when the water comes back up here, it goes again. And then there's weevils, little bugs, that feed on these plants. One little problem, I mean, the weevils apparently, from what they say, they work. But in our part of the country, they can't survive cold weather. They're working now, Wildlife and Fisheries is, on trying to come up with a cold-resistant weevil. But here's what you can do. If you're in a lake with your fishing that has salvinia in it, when you come back and you put your boat on your trailer and you pull out, don't even think about leaving until you go and give your boat and trailer license plate, everything back there, a complete going over, because you've taken one little sprig, if you're on Bistineau and you do that, and you go to Darmon or you go to Claiborne or you go to Caneas, any other place, and when you put your boat in there, it goes in there, and there you go again. So it starts it at another place. So that is the best thing, is just to give your boat and motor and trailer thorough going over when you leave a lake that has that in it. Well, enough about that. You know, we've been really blessed this year with lots of rainfall, relatively mild summer. It's produced a ton of nutritious food for critters in the woods, especially deer. Of course, you know, it's been dry the last couple of weeks, but the scenario for the good mast and the browse production, it's already been set. So what can gun owners expect once season kicks off in just a few weeks? Well, today's special guest on our program is Jonathan Bordelon. He's the deer study leader for Wildlife and Fisheries. He's going to talk about what hunters can expect when we're sitting on our stands later this month. After these messages, you're going to hear from Jonathan Bordelon. You're listening to Glenn Harris Outdoors on ESPN 97.7.
boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down.
Hi, I'm Richie McKinney. Just want to say how proud we are to be title sponsor for the Glenn Harris Show on ESPN 97.7. Tune in every Tuesday at 4:15 for the latest in outdoor news, and be sure and visit McKinney Honda to check out everything from Hondas to hunting gear. We've got you covered for archery equipment, apparel, ATVs, motorcycles, side-by-sides, and lawn equipment. For a great outdoor combo, check out Glenn Harris Show and McKinney Honda, your outdoor superstore in Ruston.
Sexton Animal Health Center in Ruston serves your pet and you, providing high-quality pet health and wellness services to assist your pet in living a longer, happier, and healthier life, and providing you with access to leading-edge products, services, and educational content to enhance the bond with your pet. Sexton Animal Health Center is a full-service veterinary medical facility, providing the best possible medical, surgical, digital radiology, and dental care for their patients. And ask about pet daycare and boarding, too. Sexton Animal Health Center, 1628 East Kentucky in Ruston. Become a friend on Facebook to receive the latest news and updates.
Today, folks, we have a special guest, Jonathan Bordelon, who is the new deer study leader for the state. And Jonathan, welcome to the show. And with here in early October, and we know we're already kind of getting geared up for what's going to start toward the end of the month, and that is just the regular old deer hunting. Thought I'd talk to you a little bit about what you have observed during this summer and fall so far, and maybe what deer hunters can expect. So have at it, sir.
Sure. Thanks, Glenn. In general, when you're talking about what to expect, it's really dependent upon what area of the state. When we look at North Louisiana in particular, northwest Louisiana, north central Louisiana, hunters could expect a pretty good season. We had abundant rainfall, obviously, through the spring and summer, so growing conditions were great. Deer are in pretty good shape coming into the fall, so that's a plus. In addition to that, northwest Louisiana saw pretty good productivity last year. It was really one of the only areas of the state where production was pretty good, and production by production, I mean fawn production.
Mm-hmm.
So hunters should expect pretty good conditions. In addition to conditions, deer in good condition. In addition to that, pretty good fawn crop from last year should mean quite a few year and a half old deer running around this year. Based on the weather that we had in north central and northwest Louisiana, you would anticipate another good fawn crop again.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I talk about northwest Louisiana differently from northeast, obviously with northeast experience, while both northwest and northeast Louisiana experienced heavy rainfall and some flooding, the extent and the intensity of flooding was much worse in northeast Louisiana, not just tied to the river flooding, but also from rainfall that was experienced in northeast Louisiana, where we had some spring flooding well outside of areas that normally flood. Now, what did that do to deer? In general, adult deer, they cope with those waters quite well. They simply move out of flood waters, move into whatever refuge or adjacent habitat there is to weather out the flood. It did predate fawning, so does basically hadn't dropped fawns yet at that time, so that was actually a plus. It should not have had an impact on this year's fawn crop in northeast Louisiana. However, what it did do is it did limit the amount of quality habitat for deer. Basically, a lot of acres that deer typically would have depended upon was impacted by floodwaters. So they were basically pushed up into other areas where competition would have been greater.
Yeah.
Of course, once conditions improved, deer moved back to their home ranges, and at that time, conditions did rapidly improve, and the late summer should have been a little bit better for those deer. So it's still somewhat of an unknown. And in addition to that, we didn't see the same level of productivity in parts of northeast Louisiana last year, which means there could be a few less year and a half old deer running around in the woods this year. So that, you know, that hit to that cohort, that's definitely going to show up year after year as that cohort moves up in age class each year. So so that's some of a little bit concern. But in general, Northeast Louisiana has some of our highest deer densities in the state. Hunters hunting in that area really probably have little to worry about, even if the fawn crop last year was a little less than what it normally would have been. Still pretty high deer densities in many parts of Northeast Louisiana, so hunters should still expect a pretty good deer season there. And it's all going to be dependent upon, you know, obviously winter conditions, fall and winter conditions, the weather we have, especially, you know, in and around the rut, when deer are typically a little more active. They're still going to, the rut will still happen regardless of temperature, but obviously daytime sightings and are going to, are typically influenced by weather. So, you know, if we have great weather this winter, if we avoid winter flooding as we did, like we experienced last year, we had winter flooding in January 2016. Obviously, that put some folks out of business from the standpoint of their property or their hunting club was basically underwater. So they lost a part of the season due to that. So if we have better weather this winter and we have some timely cold fronts, you know, hunters should expect a pretty good season in Northeast and Northwest Louisiana.
Okay, Jonathan, our time's just about gone, and that gives us a very good overview of kind of what we might be able to expect. So bring it on. Bring it on. We are ready up this way. Jonathan, thank you so much for talking to us.
Okay, well, thank you, Glenn. You have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
When the big ones are biting, make sure you have all the supplies you need. Stop by Cranford's Northside before you head out on your next fishing trip. Cranford's has a huge line of fishing supplies and tackle and has just about any live bait you'll need, including shiners, goldfish, worms, and crickets. They got rods and reels and boating supplies. Cranford's has all the convenience items you'll need too, like soft drinks, beer, snacks, ice, and gas. Cranford's Northside, right on the way to Lake Darbone, just 2 miles north of I-20 on the Farmerville Highway.
From Hondas to hunting gear, get everything you need for the hunt at McKinney's Outdoor Superstore and get it all for one low monthly payment. Shop all the Honda and Kawasaki products, plus quality lawn equipment and a large sporting goods department. Gear, guns, archery, and ammo by Browning, Benelli, Remington, Beretta, Columbia, Drake, Under Armour, LaCrosse, Bowtech, and Matthews, and many more. Plus a great selection of Liberty gun safes. From harness to hunting gear, you get it all at McKinney's Outdoor Superstore in Ruston.
Are you looking for an upscale auto repair shop offering computer diagnostics for your engine, transmission, and suspension? Well, how about one with ASE certified technicians and offering 24-hour towing? Look no further than the professionals at Ace Automotive. They're located on Highway 167, 1 mile south of South Parkway Church in Ruston. Check them out at aceautomotiveruston.com.
Well, you remember last week when I was, may have been even a little bit smug when I was talking about opening a squirrel season and all the squirrels I was going to get and all the recipes that my friend Chris Burzos gave me last week when we had him on the show. So I went opening morning just, you know, how many am I going to get? Well, guess what? I came home empty-handed. I didn't get a one. So, I've still got to do that one over again. I guess my recipes, the one he gave me would work with chicken, but I want some good old squirrels with it. So, maybe this weekend it's going to be better. Anyway, I told you. I'm sorry. I hate it. What time is up for today? So, until same time next week, I'm Glenn Harris for Glenn Harris Outdoors, inviting you to visit our sponsor, Sexton Animal Health Center, Ace Automotive, Cranford's Northside, the Lanigan West Monroe, and our title sponsor, McKinney Honda, your outdoor superstore. So get out there, folks, see what you've been missing in our great outdoors.
You've been listening to Glenn Harris Outdoors on ESPN Radio 97.7, brought to you by McKinney's Outdoor Superstore in Ruston. Listen Tuesdays at 4:15 for Glenn Harris Outdoors on ESPN 97.7.
Listen to Glenn Harris Outdoors live every Tuesday afternoon on ESPN977.com or subscribe to the show in iTunes, on Stitcher, or at RedPeachSports.com.